Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you have been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. It is great to be with you for the second episode of 2022. If you missed the first and are curious about the changes in the intro and the new land acknowledgement, be sure to go back and listen to last week's episode as I explain it there. There's been a lot of distressing news about wolves who've been killed by trophy hunters or poisoned in the past few weeks. North America's gray wolves were brought back from the brink of extinction through monitoring, reintroduction, and protections under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. The previous administration lifted those federal protections, and hunters and ranchers went right to the states to get hunting season started. It breaks my heart. I fear that the wolves, if they're not relisted as an endangered species, will be eradicated again. They are an iconic species here and the key to balance in many ecosystems. Please get involved in advocating for wolves. Wolf is one of my steady and reliable animal helping spirits in my shamanic Reiki practice. And by the way, I'll be offering Shamanic Reiki Level 1 virtually, February 5th and 6th, so check the show notes for the link or head to myshamaniclife.com to find the page. When I teach Shamanic Reiki, the first thing we do is meet animal helping spirits because they are so accessible and relatable. Wolf is protective and nurturing energy for me, and will sometimes appear even before I've called her. When the work we're heading into, whether it's my own or with a client, is likely to bring up past trauma, Wolf has been showing up for me often. I think just because I am taking on so much of the physical manifestation of Wolf and the trauma that they are experiencing. I've been using my own practices, including yoga, to work with the grief and frustration that's coming up with each new news story about wolves. I invite you to join me in a short, gentle, centering practice that may help you settle in the midst of those feelings. Unroll your mat and sit down in a comfortable seated position. Whatever is your easy pose, maybe your ankles are crossed, maybe the soles of your feet are together, maybe one or both legs are extended. Place a cushion under your sitting bones if you need to lift up a little bit. Find your comfortable seat. Rest your hands on your knees or in your lap. Settle down. Close your eyes. Now bring your attention to your breath. Begin at the tip of your nose, simply watching the breath arrive and depart as you breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And slow your breath down just a little bit more. Consciously controlling the length of the inhale and the length of the exhale. And on your next inhale, draw your spine a little bit taller and straighter. And as you exhale, relax your shoulders. Inhale. Lengthen. Exhale, relax. Tiny adjustments with each breath. Lower your chin until your ears are right on top of your shoulders. Reach through your crown. Sink your sitting bones down. Deepen your breath a little bit more until your breath arrives in your abdomen, expanding and contracting with the inhale and the exhale. As you take your next exhale, drop your chin to your chest. And inhale, roll your head to the right until your ear reaches your right shoulder. And as you exhale, roll your chin back down to your chest. Inhale, your head to the left ear to left shoulder. Exhale, come back down to your chest. Inhale again to the right. Exhale to your chest. Inhale, left ear to left shoulder. Exhale, roll your chin to your chest. One more time, inhale to the right. Exhale, roll your chin back to your chest. And inhale, head to the left. And exhale, your chin back to your chest. Allow your head to hang there. Relax your shoulders down. And feel the back of your neck gently stretching open. The neck is one place I hold tension. Notice what you feel there. As you take your next breath in, gently lift your chin. Place your ears back on top of your shoulders. Check in with your breath, slow it down again. Now on your next breath in, roll your shoulders forward, lift them to your ears. And as you exhale, roll your shoulders back and down. Again, inhale, roll your shoulders forward, bring them to your ears. Exhale, roll back and down. Inhale. Roll the shoulders forward and up. Exhale, roll them back and down. One more time, inhale, roll forward and up. And exhale, back and down. Maybe there was some tension in your shoulders as well. Can you feel it releasing? Slide your hands onto your knees. Lean forward slightly. And as you take your next breath in, circle your upper body to the right. Lean back as you finish your inhale. And as you exhale, continue circling to the left and forward, completing the circle with your exhale. And then inhale again to the right. Circle back. And as you exhale, continue your circle to the left and forward, again to the right. And back, inhaling. Exhale to the left and forward. One more time to the right and back. And exhale, left and forward. Pause. And then inhale and circle your torso to the left and back. Exhale to the right and forward. Inhale again to the left and back. Exhale to the right and forward. Again to the left with the inhale. Circle back to the right. Complete the circle at the end of your exhale. One more time to the left and back. And exhale to the right and forward. Pause. Bring your spine up to neutral. Relax your shoulders. Maybe you encountered some tightness or tension in your low back. How does that feel now? Drop your right hand a little bit behind your right hip. Bring your left hand onto your right knee or thigh, and as you take your next exhale, gently twist your upper body to the right. Keep your shoulders relaxed back, your spine tall, and look out to the right. What does it feel like to breathe deeply down into the abdomen in your twist? On your next breath in, unwind your twist. Bring both hands back to your lap. And now bring your left hand behind your left hip, right hand to the left knee or thigh, get tall. And as you exhale, rotate your upper body to the left. Stay tall through your spine. Look to the left. And continue to breathe into your abdomen. Feel the breath spiral down through the twist in your spine. next breath in, unwind your twist. Come back to center. Bring your hands behind you slightly, and with their support, lean back so you can unfold your legs. Extend them straight out in front of you. If it feels good, give them a little shake. You can bounce your knees, make a few windshield wiper movements with your feet. Now reach forward through your heels gently. Place the backs of your heels against the ground. Soften your knees as much as necessary to sit tall on your sitting bones. Notice if your shoulders lifted, relax them down. Bring your attention back to your breath. And with your next exhale, hinge from your hips. Bring your upper body forward over your legs. You can walk your hands forward. Keep leading with your heart so your shoulders stay back and down even though you're hinging forward. Avoid any strain in your low back. Go just until you begin to notice some resistance from your body down the backs of your thighs. And then without collapsing your back, gently relax your neck and let your head fall towards your legs. Close your eyes here. Bring your attention back to your breath, breathing gently into your abdomen. Forward folds are very soothing for the adrenals, for the nervous system. And if you're in a state of agitation, they are excellent for helping us to reset. Stay with your breath. A couple more rounds. On your next inhale, lift your head, your heart, walk your hands in and come up to sitting tall again. Now bend your knees and place your feet on the ground, shoulder width apart or slightly wider, and hold on to your shins. As you take your next inhale, use your hands to guide your knees open a little bit wider. Tilt forward from your pelvis, draw your heart through and up. Roll your shoulders down your back, lift your chin slightly. And as you exhale, round back, tuck your tailbone, roll back behind the sitting bones, hold on to your shins for support, bring the shoulders forward and the chin to the chest, and then inhale, draw your heart through again. Roll your shoulders back, pelvis is tilting forward, knees are a little bit wider. Exhale, the knees come together as you round back, holding on to those shins for support. Inhale, come forward. Bring your heart through, roll your shoulders back, extend, and exhale, round back. Bring the knees back into alignment with the hips. Inhale, open the knees, draw the heart through. Exhale, round back. And one more time, inhale, draw your heart through. Roll your shoulders back. Exhale, round. And then very gently come up to a neutral spine. Now drop both of your knees to the right. If your left knee lands on top of your right foot, move it over to the left so that it's on the ground. Your left hip might have come up off the floor, totally fine. Turn your heart to your right knee and place your hands on either side of that knee. Inhale, lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, walk your hands out and fold your upper body down over your right thigh. You can drop to your forearms. You might even lay your head down. Relax your shoulders. Notice any opening in the hips or in the left side of your waist. Relax through your rib cage. Come back to your deep breath. So as you inhale and your abdomen expands, it presses into your right thigh, just very gently. As you exhale, you may drop into animal stretch just a little bit more. Breathe deeply. Slow the breath. Take one more breath here. If you're down on your forearms, bring your hands to the ground, and on your next breath in, lift up. Now move your right hand back a little bit until it's about in line with your right hip, but still behind the knee. Press your right hand into the floor. Lift your hips and press them forward. Extend your left arm up over your head and open up that side just a bit more. One more breath in, and then exhale. Release your hips down. Bring your left hand over to the left side and lift your knees. Now drop both knees to your left. And if your right knee lands on your left foot, move it to the right until it's on the ground. Your right hip is now off of the ground. Turn your heart to the left, place your hands on either side of your left knee. With your next breath in, draw your spine just a little bit taller, and as you exhale, fold forward over your left thigh. Walk your hands out, and you might stay on your hands, drop to your forearms, or round all the way down, and relax your head down onto the ground. And then once you settle in, notice, where do you feel resistance or a sensation of stretch in your hip, maybe in your right side? And come back to the breath. Deep breaths into the abdomen. Feel your abdomen expand and contract. Invite each exhale to be an opportunity to relax. And as you take your next breath in, come up onto your hands, walk your hands in, and lift your heart. Move your left hand a little further back from your left knee until it's about in line with your left hip. Press into that hand. Lift your hips, press them forward. Bring your right arm up over your head next to your right ear. And feel that opening through the right side just for one more breath. And then lower your right hand. Bring both hands back a little bit as you lift your knees, and then drop your knees to the right, lift them, take them over to the left, and just very gently make windshield wiper movements with your knees side to side. And then the next time, the knees come up, pause. Bring your feet closer together so that they're about sitting bone width apart. Bring your hands to the backs of your thighs. Tuck your tailbone and roll gently down onto your back. When you arrive on your back, bring your knees up to your chest and place your hands on top of your knees. Imagine that your knees are stuck together, so they have to move as one. And begin to circle your knees. It doesn't matter which direction you start in. Very gently circle around like you're stirring a big pot. And as the knees circle, feel your low back and sacrum as they move against the ground. It might feel like a massage. Pause and change the direction of your circles. Gently moving. Again, feeling the massage of the ground against your low back. Pause again. Keep your knees over your chest. Extend your arms out like you're making a letter T with your upper body. And as you take your next exhale, drop your knees to your right and towards your right elbow until your left hip comes off the floor. Keep relaxing your left shoulder down. That gentle twist through the abdomen. You can turn your head to the left, looking away from your knees. Breathe deeply down into the abdomen again through that twist. A couple more breaths. On your next inhale, lift your knees back up over your chest. If you turned your head, bring that back to center. And now with your next exhale, lower your knees to the left, tucking them a little bit to your left elbow. Relax your right shoulder down, and if it's appropriate for your neck, turn your head to the right. Breathe deeply through the twist. Send the breath down into the abdomen. Breathe slowly. Each exhale, relaxing the body into the twist. And on your next breath in, bring your knees back up to center. Wrap your arms around your knees. Lift your head off of the floor, tuck your chin to the chest, lift your shoulders slightly, and hug your knees even more so that your nose comes into the top of your knees. One last stretch for the back. And then release. Roll your head back down. Release your knees. Drop your feet to the floor and slide them out until your legs flatten onto the mat. Splay your feet apart. Drop your arms a little bit away from your sides. Turn your palms to the sky. Notice if any place in your body feels uncomfortable. Wiggle that out until you can relax. And close your eyes. Notice your breath. Let your breath become shallow, natural, easy. Let your awareness drop into the breath. And as I leave you, I invite you to stay, giving your your body and your spirit this time in final relaxation. Stay as long as you desire. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.